Well, the theme of today is this. Christmas is an absolute miracle. When you read through, you can't discredit the supernatural in the story. If you did, you would not have a Christmas story. Pastor Jason talked about the miracle of how God uses stars. One, to draw people that are far off to Jesus. If you're, like he said this morning, if you're here this morning, you're a long way off from Jesus. Know this, he's calling your name tonight. He's calling your name today because he wants to be close to you. And just as the wise men began to follow that star, they found him when they got there. And you're here this morning, you may be a star. As a matter of fact, God destined each one of you to be a star. What a miracle how he chooses us to change people's lives. I'm so proud of Robert. This week I was telling him on the phone, I watched him over the last several weeks. How hard could it be to have to watch your mother get weaker and weaker day by day, but yet still trust God and walk with God and honor her the way he did? Last Sunday, me and Brother Pastor Maurice went over to hospice and prayed. And first thing I asked her, I said, are you right with the Lord? She said, yes, with the biggest smile on her face. Robert, you and your family were a star during this season. I want you to know, guys, every one of you guys are anointed to be a star. The people around you, the world they live in, the circumstances they're going through, they need a star to show people how to get to Jesus. And God will use you, as Pastor Jason said. Then the miracle of Jesus, and Pastor Jerry said, was it just takes Jesus. And if you knew what Jesus could do, do you know that what you're facing has already been defeated? What you're going through has already been met. Did you know, Pastor Jerry said, it's the miracle of Christmas that God is the answer and it's available to you. Then Jen said, the miracle of Christmas is that he takes ordinary people. See, a lot of times we think that it's the talented or the gifted or the good at what they do. Aren't you glad you don't have to be the greatest singer to be able to worship the Lord? Aren't you glad you don't got to be the greatest communicator to be able to say the name of Jesus and give him glory? See, God takes ordinary people. And I want you to know something. Every single person in here is ordinary. There's nothing special about your situation. For the conceited, that's a hard thing. But for those that have looked at their situations and know where they come from and know what they've been, aren't you glad that there's others like you? And Mary, the Bible said, was ordinary. Didn't say she was the best choir singer. Did not say she was the best preacher, best whatever. It said that she was. The difference between Mary and anyone else was this. It was not talent. It was dedication. And when Mary chose dedication, so that tells you all you have to do is dedicate. And God can use you to change everything. My miracle I want to talk about today is this. I want to talk about circumstance. Because I don't care who you are or where you are, every single person in here today is in the middle of some sort of a circumstance. I know that when you walked in here today, you had to walk in here, and when you walk out of here, you're going to walk back into a life that you left when you came through those doors. I know there's hurt there. I know there's pain there. I know there's stress there. I know there's difficulty there. I know there's areas there that you have fear in. I know there's difficulties and situations with relationships. I know there's probably lack in many areas. Every one of you guys have a circumstance somewhere in your life that you're facing that if you could change it this quick, you would. As a matter of fact, you've probably been crying out to God over these circumstances for a long period of time. One of the greatest miracles to me in the miracle of Christmas is the miracle of circumstances. To understand what a circumstance is you got to understand God knows what yours is. The Bible says he knew you, he knew your end from your beginning. That's what it said. And the Bible says that God allows circumstances to come about. A lot of people, you may, what you're going through today and what you're dealing with and what you're having to handle is not from God. You need to understand. Because in Genesis chapter 50 verse 20 it says this, what the enemy has sent for harm, God has turned for good. And then he says this, so that there may be many lives saved. First of all, about your circumstance, you need to know this. They didn't come from God, but God knows about them. And the Bible says, since He knew your end from your beginning, and that the way He designed you and made you was to be able to handle this circumstance. Think about circumstances, you can handle them right, or you can handle them wrong. If you want to know how to handle them wrong, I'm a pretty good expert in that area. I can give you some advice on how to handle your circumstances wrong. But I want you to know something. God is an expert in the circumstances on how to handle them right. Because where you are and what you're living through, what you're dealing with, what you're facing and what you're handling, what you're lacking, what you're going through right now, God knew it was going to be there. And the Bible says that God prepared a way before you even arrived. In the Christmas story, it shows up in the book of Isaiah. The Bible says that it was pre-told that Jesus would be coming, the Messiah would come into an area of poverty, into an area of lack. As a matter of fact, Jeremiah, I should come to this, go to this scripture. My little girl was over wadding up all my notes. There it is. All right. In the book of Isaiah, verse 53:2. Joe, if you would. See, because you would think this. You would think, all right, if God was going to send Jesus into the world to save the world, you would think He would wait for the exact right, perfect moment to where when He got here, everything would be okay. And that's why a lot of times in our circumstances, we are waiting for God to move because we don't expect Him to do it now because things haven't worked out yet, or maybe we don't understand what at all is going on or what's taking place. But you need to know something. God is a master of circumstances. And when He picks, when He allows you to go through circumstances, He's already picked that time that you're going through for Him to enter in. The Bible says here, it says, "For He shall grow up before Him as a tender plant and as a root out of dry ground. And He has no form or comeliness. And when we see Him, there will be no beauty that we should desire Him." When the prophecy came about, Jesus saying that when Jesus comes up, it's not going to be the celebratory time of Christmas we see now. When He shows up, it's not going to be a good time. As a matter of fact, when Jesus shows up, it's going to be in a time that there is absolutely no beauty. In your circumstance right now, when you look around, are you having to look for beauty? Is it hard to find? I want to tell you this. The greatest miracle, I believe, of Christmas is this. The circumstances that Jesus always shows up in and are destined by God are the circumstances that are always the worst. Because if Jesus would have been born a day later, there would have been room in the inn. If Jesus would have been born a week earlier, there would have been room in the inn. But in Luke 2, verse 7, the Bible says that He was born. And when He was born, He was laid in a manger. There was not a room prepared for Him. There was not a space that was ready. Now, I don't know about you, but me and Jennifer have two totally different ways of parenting. This little baby here is a precious little baby of mine. Can I hold that baby? Come here. Come here, monkey girl. Oh, I like to see people. And I love to hold her. And I love to put her on stage to show her off any chance I get. But you got to understand, see, God, the Bible says, was sitting in heaven. And He'd be predestined from the beginning, from when man had messed up. Said this. He said, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son." You would think when God was in heaven with Jesus, as precious as my little girl here is, I want the very best for her. And I try to be the very best dad I can. And I do a lot of things with the girl that, you know, Jennifer thinks is crazy. But like I say, I will let her wear a dirty shirt a little bit longer than Jennifer will let her wear a dirty shirt. And, you know, when it comes to the things she eats and things like that, me and her, I started giving her suckers the other day. And, oh, I'm her favorite parent in the whole world now. But I give her a sucker. Problem with this, she'll hold that sucker for a few minutes, then she'll drop it. And I believe in the 5-second rule. But Jennifer don't believe the same way I do, and so if the sucker hits the floor, it goes in the trash, and I try to sneak it back in, but I would never give her a sucker that I knew was nasty or dirty. I try to keep the baby in the best environments when we ride in the car. I keep her in a car seat when we go and do that. I don't just let anybody hold the baby because this is precious to me. Now, the Bible says God knew from the beginning of time when man messed up that he was going to send Jesus in this form. And so you would think to protect Jesus and to honor Jesus and to be okay with Jim, and for him to be a father that was far away, you wouldn't just think he would put him just anywhere. But the Bible says that he knew, and it was prophesied that he was going to be born into a stable. Now let me tell you about that circumstance a little bit. Of all the dirty places in society at that time, a stable was the worst place it could be. It's where animals lived. It's where animals defecated. It's where they would eat, where they would sleep. It was a very nasty circumstance that the baby Jesus was born into. You know, Jennifer don't even like this baby to go with a dirty face, much less be born in a place like that. In a manger or in a stable, disease is rampant. You wouldn't want your enemy to eat off the floor of a stable, much less your precious little baby. But I look at the situations that God put the baby in. You know, they didn't spoil their animals back then, and so there probably wasn't much light put into those stables. You need to understand, when a baby was born, when an animal was put in a stable, unless they were odd and they really, really were rich and loved their animal, they didn't put night lights in there for them, so it was a very dark place. I want you to know something. It was foretold that God was going to send baby Jesus into a dark place. It was a cold place. They didn't heat their stables and they didn't make them smell nice and clean. And so when they put the baby in the stable, it was at a cold place and a cold night. Now you need to know this about a stable too. Usually they put the stables behind the establishments at that time. And so shady businesses and transactions were usually done out at the stable. Things that they wouldn't want people to know or people might think about. It was a shady circumstance. And when you understand how bad of a circumstance that was, and you think, well, that was just coincidence that the baby Jesus was born there, you need to know this. No, it was foretold that God was going to send baby Jesus into that kind of place. Because God knew that Jesus would, for the rest of eternity, would go into dark, hard, shady, difficult, dirty situations. And because he shows up there, it can change the mentality of it completely. I want you to know something. That circumstance they faced that night, that circumstance they showed up in that night didn't catch God off guard. And it was God's plan. It was God's plan for Jesus to show up in a place like that. I want you to know something. You've got a circumstance you're going through this morning, and God's not afraid of it. As a matter of fact, I don't care how big of a battle, I don't care how dangerous you think it is, how hard of a situation, God was able to send a precious newborn baby into that one. And I want you to know something. Jesus is not a precious newborn baby anymore. Now the Jesus the Bible talks about, it says he's got fire in his eyes. He's got a sword in his mouth. He's wearing a white robe and he's riding a white horse. And he is not scared of your situation or your circumstances. He went into a stable that night and turned a place of nasty filth and dirty circumstance, cold and dark situations. And now people travel all over the world to walk into that place to worship, a place that God can change. The miracle of the birth of Jesus came into a circumstance that none of us would wish upon a child at all. And I'm here to tell you this. There's probably a circumstance you're facing right now that you need Jesus to come into and change. Some of your circumstances may be dirty. They may be filthy. Maybe they may be shameful. Maybe you may be embarrassed of them. I want you to know something. Those are the very circumstances God looks for to come into. You may be here this morning. You're facing a cold, hard, tough situation. These are the situations. The Bible says God sent Jesus for this purpose, to seek and save the lost. I don't know what circumstance you're in this morning, but this Christmas, one of the miracles is this. He can turn a place of despair into a place of hope the minute He comes on the scene. Your situation this morning is not too big for God. Your situation that, Miss Minnie, I'm just celebrating with you. Their family had been walking through a hard, cold, tough circumstance. But I tell you, God knew it was there and He sent Jesus to intervene. You guys are celebrating as a family today. There is nothing too hard. There is no situation too bad. I want you to know something. You have not made too big of a mess. The Bible says God looks for messes to send Jesus into. God's looking for your family situation to send Jesus into. God's looking because when He shows up. And I want you to know something. There's an appointed time. You say, well, Cricket, it's been this way for a long time. I know. But there's an appointed time from the beginning of the earth for Jesus to enter into the scene. And He'll come into your scene today. I want you to know, when God did miracles then, He still does miracles today. And just like He was real then, He's real now. And He's not afraid of dirty, dark, cold, hard, tough situations, because He knows the minute I get there, what becomes. Do you realize what all took place in the manger scene when He showed up? A place of poverty became a place of wealth. A place of sadness and rejection became a place of worship and celebration. A place of despair and loneliness became a place of hope for the entire world. Your stable, your dark, hard place. And do you know back then what they did was they would usually make their stables, they would take them and they would hew out a place in a cliff. They would dig out a little cave and they would put the fence in place. And that's what I don't know, do you have a cave in your life? You feel like the enemy has just pinned you in. I want you to, it doesn't have to stay a cave, it become a manger. That Jesus can be laid in, and when He's laid in, it changes everything. I look back at the dark times of my life, the hard circumstances and the hard situations. And I remember walking through a lot of them with no hope and no encouragement, no plan, no understanding. And I can look back at those times and I can see now the moment Jesus came in, it all changed. And now I can truly say this, I celebrate the caves and the stables that I've walked through, because Jesus changed them in my life. And how they all became good. As a matter of fact, that little baby right there, she's a promise from one of my stables in the past. If you're here this morning and you've got a stable, if you've got a bad circumstance, if you're going through something hard, I want you to know there's hope. God has a miracle for you. You haven't caught God off guard, and you don't have to leave in despair. I just want to close this way. Joe's going to play us. If you're here this morning and your circumstances look bleak, but you believe God can change them, would you simply raise your hand high as you can so that God can see them? And the Bible says this, that the Bible says in the Old Testament when it says the children of Israel cried out to the Lord, it says He heard them and He sent to them a deliverer. In the New Testament, it says He heard the cries of the people. And as prophesied before, He sent Jesus. I know this. Your circumstances are hard, dry, hard, tough. But I know this. God can send you a deliverer today that can change everything in your circumstances. If you've got your hand raised, I want you to just ask the Lord as those did in the altar. Say, Dear Father, I invite Jesus into my circumstance. I have a hard time thinking I'd invite Jesus into this. But Your word says, I don't have to clean the cup. I can bring You the cup, and You will clean the cup. Lord, I ask you into my circumstance. I don't know if your circumstance is your heart. I don't know if your circumstances is your life. I don't know if your circumstances is your finances, your health. But right now, I want you to say, Jesus, come into my circumstance. And right now, the Word of God says that whatsoever we ask, that He would do. God, I ask you right now for a Christmas miracle to move into each one of these circumstances and begin to cause them to work together for good. What seems so hard today, Father, I ask you to begin to allow the light of Christmas to shine and let this be the greatest celebratory time and place they have ever known. In Jesus' name.